Hi, my name is Claire, and I'm fag.
Nani?
In progress.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the In Progress podcast. I am your anime guy, also known as AG, and other names that is irrelevant. And I'm here with
Logo.
We have another special guest. You might know her. I don't know. Maybe. Depends. But Claire's back. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, thank you for coming back. The slow claps.
Yeah. Hi.
For the people that don't know Claire, which if you don't, then how dare you not listen to our podcast? Just kidding. They suck, but thank you for listening.
Yeah.
No. Oh, wow. You freaking... Wow. No, but Claire, she's... She helps run a Promise Neverland Twitter. She translates manga and stuffs. And she's also that annoying girl that you really don't want to talk to, but yet here we are.
What? What are you saying?
Who said that?
I don't know. So, I'm pretty sure I'm behind on both of these, but I've been watching Kimetsu and Fullmetal Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Logo's finally...
Did you finish Kimetsu?
No, I'm caught up with the dub right now. And then after I'm done with the dub, I'm going to switch to sub.
So finally, Logo's starting the good stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you actually started Full Metal, though. Because, I mean, it is a pretty good anime, but like...
Thanks to Netflix, because I would have never watched it if Netflix wasn't...
I was about to say, you watch all your anime on Netflix.
I watch most of it on Netflix.
It's probably because it's so easy to binge, it's already right there, so mm-hmm. You're just like, all right, cool.
The only problem is that whenever I'm watching it and I end up passing out, it plays like 4 episodes, and I'm like, what the heck? And then it at least stops after those like 3 or 4 episodes, and I'll be like, oh crap, what episode was I on?
Oh yeah.
But it was but I started watching it on Netflix, Kimetsu, though, well, no, I'm going to stick with Full Metal. Full Metal, it was very confusing in the beginning, and it was supposed to be, and now that I've understood what all is going on...
Oh, yeah.
Is Full Metal considered old now?
Yeah, I would say.
Kind of.
Yeah, because it had an original anime first, and then this was the remake, and I think it came out, like, in 2009.
Okay.
So, but it's still, like, an anime, like, every person should watch. If you're watching anime, of course. But.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And no, I'm not completely done with Full Metal yet, but I kind of got sidetracked with Demon Slayer, and I was like, you know what? I'm kind of tired of Full Metal. I'll take a break and watch something else. So I was gonna watch one episode, only one or two episodes of Demon Slayer.
End up binging it,
and I can't stop now. And I literally forgot I was watching Full Metal Alchemist.
Dang, see, I'm telling you, dude, yeah. Demon Slayer is pretty good. It took me a little bit to get into it, but I mean, once it kicks off, it kicks off.
It does. And the character, like, I can also see why people do not like the dub. I can see why they don't.
Yeah, I haven't really checked out. I think I've checked out like an episode or two, and I mean, it's okay. But
yeah.
I mean,
how many episodes are there in the dub?
6.
Oh.
As of right now, there's 6.
Yeah.
I'm on 5.
So, one more episode, he'll be switched to sub, he'll be binging it, and then, you know, we'll be up to date, we'll be going ham, you know,
Yeah. Finally.
But, Claire, have you seen Full Metal?
Not yet. I've seen the first few episodes, though.
Well, look at that, Logo's beating Claire in anime.
Finally.
That's right.
No, I've been wanting to watch it, but, yeah.
Yeah, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah, don't watch the other one.
It's good. Yeah, I've heard, like, so many positive... It has a high rating, so... Yeah.
Yeah, the highest, actually. But, no, it's a...
Is it still the highest?
Yeah, still the highest.
Wow.
I mean, there's not many... Not really many bad things about it. So, I gave it a freaking 9 out of 10. You know, I mean, I think it ended...
Oh, okay.
It ended perfectly, you know? Oh, and... Speaking of the original before, because I know people are going to be like, how dare you? The first one's the best, you know? No.
Yeah. Isn't the second one the best?
It's good. It's good. It leaves, the first Full Metal leaves with like an open ending.
Yeah.
And the Brotherhood legit has an actual ending.
That's what I'd messed up on, is I started watching the first one that was made, the first Full Metal, and I was like, man, this thing looks crappy. And
oh yeah, that's like 2004 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was like, this is crappy, and I started sitting there, I was like, I'm not watching this. And then I pressed the back button on Netflix, and then it said, underneath it, it said Brotherhood, and I'm like, wait, what is that? And I pressed it in the first episode, and I was like, this looks better. I'm watching this one.
Oh, yeah. It's the better quality. And I think, crap, I can't remember who did Full Metal. It might have been Madhouse who did Hunter Hunter.
I can't remember.
I don't know. I can't even remember either. Dude, that's the bad thing. It's like, you get into anime and know, like, and find out all this crap, but then, like, if you get out of it, dude, it's like, you're going to start forgetting so much crap, and that's me, because, like, I'm not as into it as much as I used to be.
Because you're an old man.
How dare you? How dare you, Claire? Have you seen this thing called Joker?
Oh, the movie.
Yes.
Not yet. The one that Logo was obsessed with.
Yeah, I've seen it 5 times in theaters.
Only 5 times.
Yeah.
Gets it on a digital and Blu-ray. Yeah, no.
Not yet.
Did y'all hear that?
Not yet.
They got a sequel coming?
That I heard that was false. I just got a notification on it, and I was freaking out about the sequel, and I'm like, heck yes. And then it was confirmed that it was actually false.
Bro, what the frick?
Yeah. But that's the thing. I've heard from one person that it's false, a really high up person that it's false. But I've heard from a lot of different people that it's true. But it may just be a rumor.
Well, look up on Twitter, I think. Twitter. But yeah, because
I'm not surprised if they're gonna make another one. I think it was popular.
Yeah, I mean, it got it made like $1 billion. So I mean,
yeah,
it makes sense. To its, but no
budget.
So, yeah, Claire, I think you should check it out, you know?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. It says that, Screen Rant, says Joker 2 with Joaquin Phoenix and director Todd Phillips is happening.
Okay. Screen Rant, yeah, I mean, they're verified. Okay. I guess that's one good thing. But, yeah, no, I mean, I expected to get a sequel.
It definitely should, because it's, to me, it's leading up to, the Dark Knight kind of Joker. To me, it's leading up to kind of like that era. So he's got a lot of catching up to do to get up to be that kind of Joker.
Yeah.
Because right now he's just funny, sadistic Joker. Now he's got to reach that darkened state.
Yeah. I think it's, I know, because like DC failed with a lot of their movies in the past.
Yeah.
Like they tried to do something like Marvel was doing. Mm-hmm. So, I could definitely see it. That's so. I would never think if they actually started a new universe, it starts with Joker of all movies.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
I think. I mean, it would be a good way to start actually a thing. You know.
So, do you think that this Joker is going to fight the new Batman, the guy who played in Twilight?
Robert Pattinson.
Do you think Robert Pattinson and Joaquin Phoenix will end up lashing out?
I mean, anything's possible. I don't see it. But I'm like, I would hope so.
I would hope so, too. You know, actually, it was the other day. People were making fun of him for being the new Batman. And I started looking at pictures of him. This dude literally looks like what Bruce Wayne should look like. He has a really structured face, white skin tone. Like, that's what Bruce Wayne was just, like, a muscular guy. I mean, anybody can be a muscular guy.
Yeah.
Not me.
I know people. Yeah, where people are like hating on a lot because they were like, "Oh, 10 years ago when he did this Twilight movie, now he's gonna be Batman." I'm like, bro, that was a decade ago. A lot can happen in a decade.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, have you seen some of the movies that the last Batman guy? Oh, what was the last Batman guy?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah, have you seen some of the movies he's played in? I mean, he hasn't. There's no way he could be a Batman, but he was
for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Like what? What did he do, like 2-3 movies?
2-3, something like that. I think he ended up actually doing like 2, and he kind of appeared in other DC movies.
Oh, yeah, he was in the Suicide Squad. Yeah. I was not a fan of that movie. It was okay.
It's one of those movies that needed to be there, but it's not exactly the best.
Claire, do you watch, are you a fan of the superhero-esque movies that they make these days? Or not?
I wouldn't say a fan, but I just watch them because people like it. To join the bandwagon, I guess.
Join the bandwagon. So you don't like it? You just watch them just to be like, yeah, I've seen that?
No. But when I watch it, I end up liking them.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Have y'all gotten a Disney Plus over there yet?
Not yet. Still waiting.
Scrub. It's actually I mean, I'm not trying to rub it in your face, but it's actually a pretty good app. I'm not gonna lie. I was watching Endgame again the last night, and I first time I watched Endgame in theaters, I was just like, I like teared my eyes like four times throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, is it Endgame the very last one or the second to last?
Last one.
The last one. Okay.
Yeah, and I was just like, I watched it again last night on my phone. I'm like, it's not gonna affect me again. And then just literally when you know the things happen, man, I'm just like, oh, oh, no, I can't even freaking watch Lady and the Tramp. Because when the freaking puppy and they leave the puppy for a baby, I'm just like, I can't.
What the frick?
What the frick, bro? Look, it's so sad. F to the dog lady. But no, bringing it back to Joker though.
Sorry, baby.
Excuse me. That's what I thought. But yeah, no, bring it back to Joker. I know we listened to it before, but dude. The Epic Rap Battles of History. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Yeah.
But they did Joker versus Pennywise from It. And I went back to it the other day and like I was like looking through the lyrics to see what, because I didn't understand what everything meant, dude. And like, holy crap. They dropped bars, bro. And I love it too, where one of the lines were when Joker was like, ask Robin if I drop bars. And I'm like, what does that mean? I look it up. Apparently, in the comics, he killed Robin with a crowbar.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That Robin, that what you're talking about, that Robin, he didn't kill him. He beat him for like a year, for a whole year. And that Robin actually lived, and he turned into Batman's enemy. He turned into the Red Hood.
Ooh.
Look at that. Interesting. See, I don't read the comics, but like, I'm always...
I didn't know that.
I think that's Jason Todd. I think that's his name.
That's why I'm glad they're actually making movies with these now, because I'm like, I would have never seen this stuff.
Now, if they made a Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix capturing Jason Todd and beating him senseless for a whole year and doing a movie based on the Joker then, the Red Hood being born, and Batman being turned against his own family, that's a good movie.
And they'll all be rated R, so you know, actually like get some good stuff.
Yeah,
not the PG-13 crap.
No, you need to have a couple F-bombs in there. You need blood.
Yeah, because dude, freaking Joker, I mean, that movie, it's like,
and naked women.
It's oh yeah, of course,
that's a must. Wouldn't you agree, Claire? Good, I'm glad you agree.
Yeah,
Logo's gonna be the
halfway.
The normal Hollywood executive producer. And she's like, all right, we're ready to arm. We're going to grab a couple pair of titties. We've got a little cosplay right here. All right,
I could see him do that. It's in this space.
Just,
yeah.
just a line of women. Oh, your titties aren't big enough. Oh, no, not these.
Yeah, but no. Last weekend, I think it's funny, too. I thought, like, you know, it would be kind of ironic to have Claire back on the podcast for this specific episode because... The first time Claire was on here, we had this thing called New Orleans Trip. And as you could probably have noticed from the title, we went to New Orleans again.
Again. this time we did the other half. We went to the zoo last time. Now we went to the aquarium this time.
Yeah. I would say I liked the aquarium, but like it wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Yeah, the zoo seemed more interactive. The aquarium more was like just watch, but it was still beautiful. It was still fun.
Yeah.
I like the tunnel the best.
The tunnel?
Where the fish swim.
Yeah. That was cool. They had freaking mermaids in there too. It was crazy, bro.
Real mermaids.
That, bring it back. There's the topic.
Bring it all the way back. Mermaid titties, rated R.
Dude, they were getting freaking pictures. They were getting freaking pictures with the mermaids too, bro. I was like, man, these kids are so lucky. Speaking of those the kids though, there was like, apparently they have kids working there. They got child labor there.
The kid who got on to us and started yelling at us.
Oh yeah, Logo touched a baby stingray. Was it?
Yeah. Okay. You have a pool, a big pool that's full of stingrays, and there's baby ones in there that are not supposed to be touched, but you're in a touch pool.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Don't touch the baby.
But it literally says it's the touch pool. And I mean, it's a little baby stingray that swims up to me, and my hand's in the water. I'm not even looking. He runs up and smashes right into my hand. Of course. So I'm like, oh, baby stingray. And then he's like, don't touch it. And he's a little tiny skinny dude. it kind of ticked me off a little bit, and I'm like, okay, I won't touch it. But then he gives me a whole story of why I shouldn't. I just sat there staring at it. I'm like, okay, all right, okay, don't touch it, okay, yeah. All right, uh-huh, all right, leave, bye, okay, okay, guys, let's just go.
Well, Claire, have you ever been to an aquarium?
Yes.
How do you enjoy them?
I don't know if I do, but like you just walk around there and look at fishes.
Just a fish.
I guess it's fun.
Yeah. I mean, I would always say, like...
I like reading the information about the fishes and, like, finding out facts.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I think, for me, per se, about aquariums, I think the fish is the stuff I at least care about. It's always the other animals, because I'm like, okay, I see fish. Oh, it's a different kind of fish, but it's still a fish.
Yeah.
But, like,
Yeah, that's true.
They had a freaking... I know it's not that crazy, but they had an owl there. And that owl legit had no soul. It would stare at you. Was it at you or me where it would, like, it just kept, like, you would say something or I would say something, it would just turn around, like, what you saying?
It was sitting there messing with its wing or something. And I was like, stupid owl. And then it turned and looked dead at me. Oh, yeah. And I was like, oh.
Dude, it was, like, it felt so weird. I think I was legit intimidated by an owl.
Yeah, those things are freaky.
They had...
Owls are cute.
The freaking toy owls, maybe, in the little gift shop. They legit had a toy owl that looked...
Like it had more of a soul than the other one.
Exactly. Like, the actual real one. I'm like, what?
But there was a part that we went to, since we're on birds, we went to the open cage where have the little birds that fly around. They'll, like, fly on top of you and stuff, and,
I'm surprised you didn't get pooped on.
Dude, but our guest that went with us, she got pooped on right on the face.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, right on the face. But it was funny. She had a jacket on, and I can't remember if I was wearing a jacket. No.
You got like a shirt on or something.
Yeah, but she was wearing a jacket, and the birds kept getting in the pockets of her jacket and kept hiding in there.
Oh, yeah.
So when we were walking out, the lady made us like shake our clothes and bags out and stuff, and like, birds were in their pocket.
That's cool.
But I think they were trying to get warm, I think.
I felt so lonely because I was trying to get a bird on me, man. No bird. They would just keep running away. I'm like, wow, this is my life.
You said just like kid. With women.
No one wants you.
You see that little kid that had the stick with the food on the end of it? Whenever I had a bird like on my shoulder, he was trying to walk across my chest to get to my other shoulder, and this kid got his stick and flung it, hit me straight in the face. Trying to get that bird's attention, and I literally almost pimp slapped a child.
throw him through the net or however.
I can remember. I can remember our friend that went with us, Ruby. She turned and looked at us, and she was like, she looked at me whenever that kid hit me, and I was like, "What?" She's like, "What happened?" I was like, "Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing happened."
I was plotting that.
Speaking of, we walked around New Orleans a little bit more. But there was places that I thought like, you know, this was like a. I don't know. In like 2 years is like our third, fourth time, I guess. Because like we were there for 2 days one time.
Yeah.
But I would think you eventually like, okay, we know these parts. We know where we are. We know what we're doing. We ended up finding, again, some other places we didn't know was there.
Yeah. It's like every time we go, there's something new. And then, okay, I have to rant about this.
Oh, right.
But we went for one reason. Bubba Gump's.
Oh, yes.
And... it's gone. And the lady who we asked, because we went there last year.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, we're going to go to Bubba Gump's again because it was so good. So we go to where Bubba Gump's is, and it's gone. So we ask one of the ladies, who's the tour lady or whatever, we're like, hey, we're looking for Bubba Gump's. Can you point us in the right direction? We thought it was over there. She goes, it's been gone for years.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, we were here last year.
I know, she was so dumb.
I told her, I was like, we were here last year. She goes, that's been gone for like 5 years. I'm like, I literally had macaroni and cheese with shrimp in it and a whole bunch of other stuff last year.
Dude, I know, she had me contemplating like, wait, did we go there last year?
I started thinking it was like a fever dream or I got really high.
Yeah, hold on. Then you're like, you didn't back down. You're just like, no, I'm pretty sure we went last year. I could swear we were right there on that block, woman.
I even told her the meal I ate there.
It's like, I paid this much for it. I talked to this waitress. I gave her a tip too, and her name was Cherie.
And we even sat on the top balcony,
yes,
outside, looking at traffic, and we even thought that we heard gunshots. Because I remember last year, we actually thought we heard gunshots, and we're like, what the heck is that?
I'll be like, oh, it's just another New Orleans thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we found out that it was closed down.
Yeah, sadly. It was one of the biggest things. I won't say it's the biggest thing, but it was one of the biggest things to me that New Orleans had was a Bubba Gump's.
People that don't know Bubba Gump's, it's like a forest, a store.
It's a restaurant that's kind of was made after the Forrest Gump movie with Tom Hanks in it.
Yeah.
And the black guy in the movie was Bubba, and he wanted to make shrimp. He wanted to sell shrimp and catch shrimp stuff. So that's made after the movie.
Yeah, it was actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Claire, have you seen Forrest Gump?
It was a long time ago, and I was young. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's understandable.
I'd recommend watching it again. It's American.
It's American. It's not a bad movie. But no, speaking of the...
Nah, I won't watch it again.
This is why we have only Americans on our podcast.
Racist.
No,
not racist. It's literally that we don't get along. This is why Hiroshima happened. This is why race happened.
Yeah, loser.
We don't like each other.
But no, while we were looking for a Bubba Gump, we just ended up at this restaurant. I cannot remember what it was called, but
which one? The first one we went to?
Yeah, when we asked the lady, that she's the one that told us that Bubba Gump was closed.
Oh yeah,
but
I don't remember that name either.
Yeah, but no, we drank. We ended up, okay, I don't usually drink, and I don't think, I mean, Logan doesn't drink, he drinks more than me, but not as much.
I'll drink a whole bunch.
Yeah, but we ended up drinking some mimosas.
Yeah, it was us three, it was our guest, me and you, and we were sitting at the table.
it was like an endless, they brought it, they had a special going, like, you'll order it each, and after you finish the container, they'll bring another one.
It's a huge
and another
container.
One, and another
really?
One.
That's fun!
Yeah.
But, what was so crazy is I've had a mimosa before, and it was nowhere near what we had had. But whenever they brought that one...
Baby.
I could barely get it down because it was so strong. That had so much alcohol.
Oh yeah, they
really?
Yeah, they had his glass stronger.
Supposed to be weak.
I think they just pitched his.
Yeah, they
more.
Spiked mine pretty good.
Spiked it, yeah. But,
but even at our containers had more alcohol in it than any other mimosa I've ever drinking.
Yeah, I never even. I don't know alcohol, so I don't know.
So we ended up getting in a drinking contest.
Logan, you said you were drunk.
Shut up. But yeah, we did get drunk. In the morning.
In the morning. No, I feel like I got buzzed. Because I was legit. I think it didn't even faze me. Like, I didn't know what was going on, but like I was just chilling. Like I was taking my time. I think I only had like five. Like, you know, I'm not a drinker, but I think they had like
eight. We had eight or nine.
Yeah,
something like
and
that.
They were out of it. But I had a lady come up, and I don't even remember her. Like
she was a policewoman.
Dude, she came out of nowhere. And I think it's... now I'm thinking, because you said she was flirting, but
yeah.
I think it was because I look like I'm underage. So she's like... She's a police officer. She's like, you know, making sure. Because I had a feeling somebody was staring me down because, like, I was getting tired. So I was just putting my head down. And I was just like, dude, I didn't even realize until, like, I saw, like, somebody looking at me. But I could not blink. Like, I was just staring. I'm like, how am I not blinking right now?
That lady came up to you, and she said, oh, did the mimosas get you? And she was like, they got me, too. She was drunk.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I didn't... Dude, I'm not lying. She came out of freaking nowhere.
She did. She scared the mess out of me.
Like, all of a sudden, I was just like, I was just chilling. And then, bam, around my shoulder. And usually, I didn't even think much of it. She left, and it was gone. Like, I don't even... If I was, like, actually drunk, like, I would probably not remember. But,
yeah.
Like, she was just like, yeah, did that get you? I'm like, a little. <I'm> like,
and then she walks, and then we're sitting there. We just chill a bit more. We're still drinking. And then she comes back over and is staring you dead in the eyes when she walks past. And you didn't even look at her. You're looking down at the table, like, just staring and beaming right at the table right in front of me. And I'm like,
I kind of wish she stayed. Have, like, somebody else to talk to.
Yeah.
But, no. Yeah, get arrested.
Get
like,
arrested.
Sir, can I check your ID, please? You don't look old enough. But, legit. Okay, freaking. Speaking of that, the whole time, Logo and Ruby, every time we would go somewhere, I would be carded. And then they'll look at him and they're like, all right, you're good. And I'm just like, what?
I guess I look older this time.
It's not fair. I'm like, bro. I mean, I don't really care, but it's like, all right, I gotta go check out my, I mean, I'm lazy, so I gotta go check out my wallet. I gotta show them the ID. And I'm like, bro, let me just walk in, man.
Well, they got you a lot. They got Ruby a lot, too, because she's like 4'3".
Oh, yeah.
No, she's not.
Tall as Claire.
Yeah, she's about as tall as Claire. She's really short, but.
No, I'm taller.
I had somebody.
Uh-huh, sure.
Some people, like, I didn't tell Ruby this, but people asked me. Sometimes when I was by myself talking, they'd be like, is that your daughter?
Really?
I was like, what?
Dang.
Because I didn't want her to make fun of me. And when she listens to this podcast, she's going to be like, mm, I got you now.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny. But, yeah, I think, obviously, like, we were kind of, like, you know, walking around a little bit just chilling. But I think after we drank that, I think we all loosened up. Because that was the first time I met Ruby. So after, like, it drank, like, we all just, like, got closer together, I guess. Yeah. You know?
It all came together.
Yeah. I guess that's what happens, you know, when you drink.
Yeah.
But, no, that's the thing too. Like,
yeah, various things can happen when you're drunk.
Yeah, Claire. So speaking of that, do you have any stories you would like to say? I know we've been talking a lot and kind of leaving you hanging. So.
Yeah, I've got a lot, but I don't know what I can tell.
Oh dang! What kind of stories you got?
Oh, I got one that you can tell me.
What?
Well, see, I was scrolling through Twitter earlier today. And I saw one where you're talking about your Facebook group that you're with.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
Sending noodles to each other.
Oh, with my friends. I wasn't drunk, though. We were.
That makes it even, even worse.
Sending quote unquote noodles when you're sober.
Yeah. So what? We're friends. And we ended up getting heated about it because. Wait, I'm not supposed to talk about that.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, we're friends, it's okay.
You see, that's the thing. You know, I have friends, surprisingly.
We don't send news to each other.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, we're just like, no. But actually, I used to hear, like, when I was in high school, though, there would be, like friend groups would just, like, be sending, like, dick pics to each other and all that.
Dude, I keep it to myself. I don't send my dick to anybody else.
To anybody else.
Well, one person at a time.
No, but anyway, back to New Orleans. Now, okay, it's become a tradition now, but every time we go to New Orleans, we go to this place called Café du Monde.
Yeah.
It has taken me 4 trips to go to New Orleans to say that name correctly, because evidently I can't. But yeah, Café du Monde.
How do you say it again?
Café du Monde.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... It was the place where, what are those called, what they have?
Beignets.
Yeah, beignets.
Yeah. It's like a fancy donut.
Yeah, it's, and here's the thing. People, like, even, like, Logo be like, hey, we can eat there. And every time I think about that place, I don't think of it as, like a fill-up meal. Mm-hmm. But legit, they give you 3 beignets with a lot of freaking powdered sugar or whatever's on it.
Yeah,
and
sometimes I think they put honey, kind of like a small amount of honey on it.
God, I want some right now.
You been to New Orleans?
Mm-hmm. You want to go to New Orleans?
You want to go to New Orleans this weekend?
Bro, let's go to New Orleans.
Let's go this weekend.
Part 3 coming soon.
Just for beignets.
Just for beignets.
But the beignets are really good. But you get, like, I can remember when the waitress came, I said, we'll have 3 orders of beignets, which that's 3 per person. So it's $3 per person. And that's not bad at all.
Oh, yeah. Not at all.
So that's $3 for your beignets. And then I think it's another $1 for your drink.
Oh, that's not bad.
So yeah. That's like $4 per person.
And that...
Oh!
And the our waitress, she was a... I think she... she was like... I guess she tried to be funny. But like every time she'll say something, she's like, oh, no, that's fine. That's fine, baby. Oh, no, yeah. It'll be this much.
Claire, like, I think she was Filipino. I think that's why we didn't get any of her humor.
Oh, snap.
She was?
I don't know. I really don't know what she was.
I mean, she was Asian, but...
Yeah, close enough. but she... We couldn't understand a word she was saying.
I try to make a joke, and like I was trying to be funny with her because she would laugh. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to just be like sit there stiff and be like, okay, well, because our table, here's the thing, Café du Monde is always filled up, and apparently they are open 24/7.
Yeah, and it's an outside restaurant.
And we basically, it's a you walk in, you sit down, and just have somebody come up to you. But and our table was filled up.
That's the thing too, is when you get there, they don't have nobody seat you. So if there's no tables, you're gonna be wandering around looking for a table until you find one.
Yeah, and be like just stare at people till they get up. But and while she was like, the lady was like cleaning off her table and stuff. Like I would like, you know, again try to make it a joke and whatever. But I think after I said something, like she just like kind of killed off and just like didn't care about us anymore. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed that, but like
maybe your jokes aren't funny.
That would make so much sense. I mean, they're not, but it was
especially to an Asian. Because she probably couldn't understand our dialect. But
our dialect.
She was kind of weird. I can remember that I ordered our beignets, and I think you two got water, and I got milk.
Yeah.
Yay!
The milk and water gang. See, it's just never leaving.
Milk.
Water. Wata.
You got to have that at the end of your milk, so it's milk.
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 Malk.
Milk.
Malk. Give him some freaking malk.
What? Milk! It's a good place. I recommend going. I would have never known if Logan didn't talk about
it. Do they have other food there?
They sell only beignets.
Yeah, That's what's crazy. That's what's crazy. I still don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's filled up all day, every day, and all they sell is just beignets.
Literally, I can tell you their whole menu right now. I can tell you their whole menu.
Say the whole menu.
Whole menu is beignets, water, milk, and hot chocolate.
And that's it, guys. That's all you get.
And we ended up... I don't know if she could fully understand us either, our waitress, because she even brought us a hot chocolate, and none of us ordered it. And we were like, no, we didn't order this. She's like, what?
You don't play Tuber Simulator! Yeah, so anyway, Claire's like, what the frick?
Next podcast, Tuba Simulator. Tuba
Simulator. Oh yeah, I hear PewDiePie got he got rid of the game, or they don't play it anymore.
I actually downloaded his new game.
Is it good?
It's actually pretty good.
I've never played any of the games.
It's actually right there, Pixelings.
Oh yeah, wow, it looks like him.
Yeah, I've been playing that for a while now. So get on my level, scrubs who haven't played it yet.
Okay.
Claire, speaking of like PewDiePie, YouTubers, you know, do you have any YouTubers you frequently watch? Or you just like, or you just watch regular videos and stuff?
I just watch random videos, but.
Okay. See, that's a lot of people.
I watch Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
That's a good one. You know, I've never watched, I need to start watching Me a lot too. More.
Dude, like, I think one time when I still had like actual television, I watched one of his shows, and I'm not going to lie, I was entertained.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it is.
Like, even if it's... he is a very entertaining person.
When he cusses at the other chefs, it's fun watching that.
What are you? An idiot sandwich.
An idiot sandwich.
Name you one thing that has not been microwaved in this whole establishment. The salad. You f***ing donut. He literally calls a guy donut.
Dude, He had an ad playing on a YouTube. Like I was watching a YouTube video, and his ad came up, and I legit watched the whole thing because I'm like, wow, because I think it's like Masterclass or something.
Yeah.
Look at that. We're promoting his website and stuff. I mean, seriously, it looks entertaining. I'm like, if you really want to make some, if you want to cook, the only thing I can cook is spaghetti. That's it. And eggs, but I mean, come on.
I can't even make eggs. I can make salmon, and that's
it.
Salmon. I can only cook salmon.
I can cook rice.
Of course you can.
Of course you can.
But
a rice cooker.
No,
rice
I did,
cooker. How do you cook rice? Maybe I'm just
with a rice cooker.
Whoa!
So are you really cooking rice if it's with a rice cooker and it does all the work for you?
Yes.
Okay.
I love rice.
anywho, we have not got the podcast out yet. I've just started editing this week, just playing around with it. But last podcast we mentioned that we did a lot of drink testing with some really weird drinks. We ended up going to a store in New Orleans. Just happened to walk in because I saw something. I'm like, oh, this looks interesting.
Before you say that, I had already made a promise to myself that I was never, ever gonna go in the store where we bought our drinks
again.
I was never gonna go in there again.
Yeah, you got a 10% off card right now.
Yeah, a lifetime 10% off of everything card.
Yeah, it's that. I mean, dude, it's like I was legit the same way because I'm like, I thought I'm definitely gonna come back, and then after that, dude,
I ended up losing my car. I just remembered that.
Your green car?
On the way. But we ended up going to that store.
Yeah, and I thought it was so ironic because it, like, because when we went to the store where we live, I never even knew it was there. It's brand new, right?
It's probably there for maybe less than a month or less than like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, and last New Orleans trip, they had, like, we went to the mall and they had some Bob Ross energy drinks. I wish they had Napoleon Dynamite. Bro, that'll get me. But no, they had, when we went to that store close by where we live, they legit had them there. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of ironic how we just go to New Orleans and then now they have them here. And then, when we're in New Orleans, we found that store, and they have them there, too. I'm like, what the frick? What's going on here? Again, that podcast will be out eventually, and we might release a video with it. Who knows? Face reveals? What?
Face reveals?
Nobody wants to see that.
No, nobody cares.
So, is anybody even listening to this? Yeah, speaking of people listening to this, I got a text yesterday. What'd she say?
She said, logo looks old.
Wow, Claire.
Boomy, that's a fact.
We're literally all the same age, and you're calling me... Oh,
no, I'm younger than y'all.
Y'all. Anyway, whatever. back to the place where we didn't know where we were, because we just found a new place. I'm actually wanting to go back there, because okay, we live in the middle of nowhere. We have nothing around here to really hang out.
Yeah.
And so we found this place called the Fulton Alley. I don't know if people know about it, but it had food, bar, bowling, darts, chess, foosball table.
That huge Connect Four, outdoor deck with a fire pit, but they didn't have the fire pit lip.
Dude, it was legit. Like it was fun. I'm like, it would be a definite place to break like some people over and just hang out and have fun. But no, and I also, if you check our Twitter, Now in Progress. Check it out. Shameless plug. No, we had. I don't know if you saw it, but I even wrote a In Progress podcast on Spotify. You know, so if we get some more listeners, shout out to you guys and watch they find our podcast and just be like, these are the guys.
Yo, these are the guys. Like, this is, you owe us this much money. Be like, oh, deleting the channel,
deleting our podcast
for $12.
Oh man.
But it was a good place, I won't lie. It was actually on accident that we found it.
Yeah, I don't know how we found... Oh, yeah, we came back from the casino.
Yeah,
and I think it's owned by the casino.
Yeah, and we were thirsty, and so we were like, oh, man, we got to get something to drink. So we just walked in there, and we're like, holy crap.
Yeah, it was... okay, I was legit wanting the mimosas again because the drinks there just sucked.
They really did. I don't know. You kept getting, like, really bogus drinks. I got bogus drinks, too. The first one I ordered was a fiery margarita, and it had spices in it, which was good. But the next one I got was basically, like, it tasted like freaking tar to me.
Dude, you had a freaking huge ice cube.
Yeah, they give you that one solid ice cube that's as big as my fist, and I tried to put the whole thing in my mouth.
Yeah, I got a video of it. You know what? I might, if we do a face reveal, I might just, like, upload videos now of our... experiences.
A compilation, yeah.
Yeah,
I have a screenshot of that.
Oh, yeah, I put it on my story. Oh, yeah. Yeah, guys, follow me on Snapchat. Just kidding, don't. But, no, we actually... I did not want to go back to the casino because I don't think, like, me and Logo were both not really feeling it. Because, like, you know, sometimes you have, like, that feeling like, okay, I'll just go in.
Just a bad day.
Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like I'm going to lose all my money. And, we ended up going in there. And I'm like, we were legit, I'm not going in here. I'm not going in here. And then we ended up going in there. And then how it ended, though, it's crazy. But anyway, we ended up playing blackjack, you know. Like,
I lost $40.
Ended up playing a little bit. And
we lost about $10.
I think I gained 15 from that game.
Yeah, you did gain 15 from that one.
Yeah, don't not mean to rub it in. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, that's it. We're not going to play anymore. And then we went back to the Game of Thrones game where me and Logo won a few hundred dollars last time. So I'm like, crap, here I go again. So I go back to the Game of Thrones game. And
this was kind of like a learning thing for Ruby to kind of show her what gambling is and how it's a problem.
Yeah, especially for us. Yeah. But here's the thing. We never go gambling, obviously, and we're not addicted or anything. But this time I might have gotten, I wouldn't say close, but like I was just like, I was wanting to go back because I lost all my money at the game. And I was throwing in bills, and then I legit threw my last one, and Logo's over here just like, you freaking idiot. I gave my money back, but then I'm like, no, I'm still going. I need to make a profit. I had 65 cents left. 65.
Oh, yeah.
And I ended up getting it all back plus more. And yeah, and I still wasn't,
that's nice.
I still wasn't ready to go, and I think they convinced me to leave.
We literally went drinking right after that too.
Oh yeah, that was, yeah, that's how we found the Fulton Alley bar over there. But
so gambling did come with it. Well, here's what freaking sucks too. It's because you got your money back, and then Ruby spent $10. And we're walking down the street, and she bends over, and she's like, oh, I found $20. So she made her money back and more just by walking on the street. I kept losing money because I kept spending it on drinks and everything, and I didn't get any back.
Yeah. F's in the chat, boys. No, we ended up going to a club, too.
An outdoor club. That was really cool.
Yeah, and like, well, speaking back from the casino, we walked in a place that wasn't open before. And it was legit. They had like VIP areas, and like
we were in the big dogs.
Yeah, area. It legit felt like a movie. And so bringing that to the club felt like a movie too. Because like you walk in there, and you got like people up on the stairs, dancing
on the rafters.
Too. Yeah,
and strobe lights and lasers everywhere.
Yeah, and okay, like I never go to clubs. I'm not used to that stuff. So seeing that, I'm just like, oh look, I'm in a movie. Oh, that's great.
But back to that, what you're talking about, the casino, the VIP area, that's where people lose like tens of thousands of dollars in one game. But I just wanted to put that out there because when we walked into that area, I felt afraid because I was like,
I was like, is somebody going to kick me out? Let's be in here.
There was only like a few people in there. They were obviously about to set up for something big.
Yeah.
But when we went to the outdoor area, I was surprised too. I won't lie. I know that was my first time actually dancing.
Yeah, it was fun. They had I let them go do their own thing. I kind of just stood there. But like, I walked around a little bit, and I grabbed me a Red Bull, and holy crap. I mean, I guess, you know, bars, they are expensive, but a freaking Red Bull for like basically $5 for a one singular Red Bull. Speaking of Red Bull, we are drinking it right now because we are dead, and Red Bull is good. And now it wants to leave me right now. Because I drank two already. I need energy drinks. They're good. Sponsor us, anybody. Please. Please.
Even sweat. Even though you're sweat.
Pocari sweat, please.
we did a lot in New Orleans. A lot of walking. We didn't really get harassed that time with a whole bunch of like deadbeat people just like begging for money. Now there are some people who do need money, but then there's a lot of deadbeats who don't.
Yeah, dude, I am surprised like nobody came up to us and be like, hey man, I know where you got those boots from. There's ATM right over there,
ATM.
Man.
ATM, oh my gosh.
Yo, there's ATM. Hey, did you see the ATM?
Dude, okay, there's an ATM. Literally, we kept like that. Okay, I'm not even getting into that. But this time was good. We didn't have many people, and I was surprised. Oh man, there's still crazy people like all around.
Oh yeah, of course. But I guess we're getting immune to it now. But I was waiting for somebody to come up, but they never said anything.
I did get bit by a horse on the nipple.
What?
I was walking down the alleyway where they have all the carriages and the horses sitting, waiting for people to like to get on or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this horse was just sitting there. I was like, oh, look at it, and it turned and bit me on the freaking nipple. I was like, we're gonna eat your kind sooner or later. I was
the horse wants Logo.
That was my good nipple too.
oh yeah. What happened? Okay, tell a story about that.
Oh man. Well, I only have one working nipple. The other one works
working,
kind of.
What do you use it for?
What do you use it for?
I use it to see if it's cold outside, duh.
Check the temperature.
If I can cut glass, I'm putting a jacket on. But my right one doesn't really work that well because I went on a trip one time, jet skiing and stuff. Well, I got rubbed really raw wearing a life vest. Well, my chest was already raw, and I ended up getting in the shower like a day or 2 days later after I had been jet skiing. And I slipped in the shower and fell, and blood was pouring off my chest. I was like, what the heck happened? Well, after I got the blood, like, stopping everything, I noticed my nipple was gone. And I had cut that clean off. But they grow back like a starfish. Except I didn't make another one of me, but... but it grows back. So now when it's cold outside, my left one will get hard first, and then my right one is just like, I'm going to take my time.
Yeah, I'm a new bean. So, there you go. We're not a very informative podcast, but today we are. So, in case if you didn't know, yes, nipples do grow back.
They do. And
the more you know. Sweet Tart Ropes.
They're good.
They're good.
Sponsor.
Just say it. They're good.
Please sponsor us.
Please sponsor us.
I will literally eat those every day. I bought 3 packs the other day, driving home, and I ate all 3 before I got home, which is only like a 20-minute drive.
You still got me cracking up, man. That's so funny.
It made me sick, but I'll do it all over again for you.
We don't have that here. I wish we had. Oh, we have better food, though.
You do, really?
What
do you
have? Just rice.
What do you got?
And rice, and rice.
You should send me something that you like.
We got chicken and fish.
See, here's the thing. Okay, Claire, I've seen some of your Snap stories, and how do you... Okay, is it kind of like Japan, where, like, you go to a restaurant, and basically you cook your food? Like, they hand you...
No, it's not. That's just because it's a samgyeopsal restaurant.
What?
It's a Korean... Samgyeopsal.
Samgyeopsal.
It's Korean. It's very popular.
Samgyeopsal.
It's only those kind of samgyeopsal. Shut up. No, it's not usually like that. It's just in special restaurants like those where we cook our own food.
Okay. So, can you explain that to me? Is it like cheaper there or something? Because like if you're cooking your own food,
I would think it'd be cheaper to cook.
You would think. All you do is just pay for the material.
It's actually more expensive than the normal food.
So, what? Like, this is why America...
I mean, if you saw... it's the experience. You're paying for the experience to cook it.
I can literally go to the grocery store and bring it home and have that experience. It'd be a lot cheaper,
No, that's because it's the Korean restaurant. Normally, the food is cooked, it is served. That's the normal thing here, but yeah, that's the Korean thing. It's Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue. More expensive and you do the work yourself.
They should have like their own title on there. It's like, it's come fun, in, but... cook your own food, and get out because you're paying for it all.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you guys are so uncultured.
So uncultured. Yeah. Says the one that hasn't tried Sweet Tart Ropes. Okay, you have no room to talk.
American cuisine.
Oh, we have so much better food here, so shut up.
I hear that Philippines is... Here. I hear Philippines
pillows.
Is...
Pillows. Oh, you see pillows?
Logo slaps the phone to shut up, Claire. No, but... his reaction, he's like, hell yeah, dude.
You heard the Philippines did what now?
No, apparently I hear Philippines are Americanized.
They are.
Yeah, sadly.
Your dirty culture mixing with ours.
I'm gonna leave this country.
Well, I am rather intrigued, though, because I see a lot of, like, just how AG said, of seeing your Snap stories and stuff. I see the food y'all eat, and I'm not familiar with basically anything. I don't know what anything is that you're eating. That doesn't look like anything I have ever eaten. Close.
Yeah, they eat some weird stuff.
Even the wings?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course we eat wings, but when we go to a restaurant, we usually get burger, fries, and a drink or something like that.
Yeah.
With your meals, you get like pork, chicken, rice, some kind of weird liquid, other stuff.
Because weird liquid?
How dare you? Okay, here's the thing. When we have food, we have like legit, like we have a plate. Y'all have like a whole...
feast.
Yeah, legit. And it's like stacked up with chicken, and this is stacked up with like other...
Your freaking table isn't big enough to hold everything. So you had to stack it.
I mean, we got your food. This, like... your food there as well, but I just like going to places where they serve all this stuff, like in feasts like that.
It just seems less civilized because, you know, as one person says, we live in a society. Watch Joker. Theaters
hey,
now.
Good. Hey, Claire. And it's fun eating hey, like Claire. That. What?
You wouldn't get it.
What?
Ah, she wouldn't get it. She wouldn't get it.
She wouldn't get it.
But I do. What do you mean?
Now that we're talking about y'all's food, do we have anywhere around here that sells anything close?
I would say like an Ichiban.
Ichiban would probably
because like, they have a lot of grills there.
Is Ichiban Japanese?
Yeah, it's Japanese.
That's close. I've actually been to a Southern style restaurant that has the same kind of layout to where they have a whole table that's on a Lazy Susan. The whole table spins.
What's a Lazy Susan?
It's like a table that has an axis on it to where the whole table can turn.
Oh, neat, neat.
So literally you order your food and everybody orders their food, but it comes out in so much that everybody's food is spread across the table to where you can spin the table and pick from everybody's like type of thing.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I imagine their way of eating is and how they do it at their restaurant.
Yeah. That's normal.
Yeah, see, that's what speaking of like your food and like culture, it's like I'm always interested. I'm usually like big in learning like, you know, Japanese culture and what they eat and blah blah blah. But like basically a lot of people around where I live, they don't care. Mm-hmm. They just rather, you know, stick with their thing like a burger and fries and whatnot. But me, like, yeah. I like learning about other cultures and what they eat and stuff, but... Yeah.
So, you're a weeb. Yeah.
Because I'm a weeb.
Well, here, with a weeb... Okay, this is an American thing that we do. We have a restaurant here that I haven't been to yet, but I'm trying to get there because it's expensive. It's like $50 to get in.
Oh, in New Orleans?
No, it's here. Somewhere close to where we are. I don't know, but you pay $50 to get in. And then you order your meal, and your meal comes out on a sword. You eat until you are done. You, like, if you pay $50 and you eat $135 worth of steak, you only pay $50 for it.
What's this place called?
I'm still looking, because I hear about it all the time, but I don't know the name.
Oh, that's interesting.
But the waiter comes out with a sword with steaks stacked on it that's cooked. Oh, that's cool. Do you want more? And you're like, yeah, and he just forks them off onto your plate.
Want more? Speaking of like kind of like that with like Ichiban, the guys there, they would kind of have like a little show. You know, obviously they'd throw food in your mouth. But I think the last guy, he was a... Honestly, I think he should have been like a professional drummer more than working at Ichiban.
Yeah.
Or because like his drumming, I was just like, I forgot about the food. It was so good.
I bet you they all used to be in high school and they played the drums like at the pep rallies and stuff and like, yeah. And then they just couldn't figure out. They couldn't make money doing that in the future. So like, I'll work at Ichiban.
I'll show my talents at Ichiban.
Shout out to everybody at our high school who did that. You're a freaking noob. Good job at your Ichiban job, you freaking pleb.
Yeah, you're not having an awesome, weird, stupid podcast that nobody listens to. Hot gato.
You know, I kind of want to eat Ichiban now.
Want to get Ichiban?
In New Orleans. Are we going back to New Orleans again?
are we going right now, son? No, I like... We ended up walking through the rich part of New Orleans. And... We ended up at this place. It was some Japanese restaurant or something. But
holy crap!
This is how we know we're broke. We walk in, we look at the menu, we see it, and then we leave.
Because I'm a big meat eater. Like I love my meats, not in a gay way.
I was about to say.
I saw your lips starting to
totally
form
gay,
the gay.
Your lips about to form the gay.
He's just sitting there. He's like, go. But we walk in, and I would love to have like the hibachi steak or whatever it's called. But I walked in, saw it, and I'm like, oh, I don't know what any of these words mean. Then I saw steak. I'm like, oh, there it is, $35 for a plate. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's like a place you take a date, and we already spent money a lot, so we're just like, we chilling. But after Logo lost all his.
I spent a couple hundred.
Just a couple hundred. I think it's funny, too, because I was the same way. Like, I look at menus, like, in the foreign restaurants, and, like, literally, every time, I always get the same thing.
Yeah.
Chicken hibachi, because that's all I know.
The chicken hibachi there was only, like, 25.
Yeah, it wasn't expensive.
Chicken hibachi is really good too.
It is good. That, there's some, like, some of the Japanese restaurants. I would like Japanese more, but I've been liking Chinese restaurants more because Japanese, I don't know if you eat that Mikado's. I don't know if that's I don't know if that's a nationwide thing or something, but, like, it, the food just tastes bland. It's good, but it's, like, it's kind of bland.
Yeah. Claire.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. It's the grudge. So, in your culture, like, would you say that most of your foods are bland tasting or, like, what would you say most of your foods kind of...
No, they're very, like, I think they're kind of strong, like, very savory. That's why we eat it with rice.
To add, so you can dumb down the flavor.
Yes. Oh, yes, exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, because us, like, most of our foods here are, like, really greasy. We have a lot of really greasy foods.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah.
I will agree, it's disgusting, but I like it sometimes.
But I like some greasy, yeah, but only sometimes here, but...
But most of ours is greasy. It makes me really sick if you eat it too much, but that's what I like. I like really hardcore flavors.
Yeah, then you would like the food here. But you should eat it with rice, I suggest.
I think...
It's too strong.
I've been to a lot of, like, weird... Because I like to sample other foods. I mean, I may not like them, I mean, I'm not a really big fan of, like, my vegetables, but I will try them. I'm not a big fan of, like, weird foods, but I will eat them, try them. But I love to try new things. So what is something... Yeah. What is your favorite food where you live?
Oh my God. Wait. Favorite... Because if you ask me what my favorite food is, I'll probably always answer, like, Japanese food.
Right.
But if you're asking from... Here, there's this thing called...
You're gay?
No? Oh, wait, yeah, yes, I am.
Okay, all right.
It all makes sense.
Cat gay.
No. Was it? I don't even know what it's called, but it's vegetable.
Okay, then I'm not interested.
See, guys.
Yeah, we got some good food here.
We are the best to our guests. We just, we rhyme every time, evidently, too.
Yeah.
But, nah.
Evidently.
You know, yeah, apparently I say evidently too much, and Claire says, you know, and what did you say?
I haven't said you know. Hey, no, it's not like that.
It's not like that, I promise.
I haven't even said that.
Yeah, she hasn't, but no, we basically mess with each other because we say these words too much, or how we say it, I don't
know. Not too much. No, you say evidently. Too much.
I like how we treat like the guests that we are constantly in contact with, we treat them like garbage. But ones who are first time talking to, we're like, how are you doing?
Yeah. At the end of the podcast, we're just like, yeah, you suck, gay. Yeah, so I like, just to let listeners know that don't really know us, we aren't really like this. We like playing around. We don't really like, we're not very serious.
We try to get you out of your comfort zone.
Yes. So and I can,
what?
Now look at that. Now we got freaking Claire here, and now she's becoming like a regular on the podcast. So we obviously got to scrap that. And,
we got to cut that out. We need more people.
I'm the best guest.
I like how we say this while we're on the podcast, while she's on here. We're just like, yeah, we got to scrap her.
So anybody who's listening, if you're going to be on the podcast, just hit me up at 601.
No, but like legit, like if anybody does want to be on the podcast, like I don't care. I'll talk to anybody.
Message us. That's all you need to do, literally. And then we go on from there.
Yeah,
I bet you anything that if we had 100 people message us, I'd probably go through each 100 messages and be like, "You're going on this date. You're going in on this date. You're going in on this
podcast."
You guys schedule them right
all day, every day. Yeah. See, here's the thing. Also, I appreciate Claire doing this because it was basically when we schedule things, it's usually last minute.
Yeah, and our time difference is really.
Yeah, because okay, now we're back. Back on Claire because last podcast. Me and Logo had to get up early for them. And now this time...
Yeah.
It's like... What time is it there, Claire?
3:48.
It's almost 4 a.m. there. Wow. So...
No, but it's fun. Because last time you guys had to wake up early. So...
Yeah. So, like, we both work each other out, you know?
Yeah.
We keep it even around here. So, again, guys, if you want to be on the podcast, let us know. But, no, speaking of earlier about the podcast, I got a text from my sister the other day. Asking about the podcast, I'm like, oh frick, like I don't know.
Oh, no.
They're gonna listen. But
oh, she listens.
Yeah, I'm like, oh no. And then, of course, I guess it makes sense, but the first podcast I listened to is the New Orleans trip.
No way.
And they said it's great, which I was just like, why are you listening to it? It's really bad. And
because they're like,
nah, shut up. Because no, because like it's our shortest podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that makes sense. Will we ever have a podcast that short again? No, I don't know, because we just ended up just talking.
Yeah.
But because Claire was there, let's all admit it. Everybody only listens to the podcast because of Claire. What was that?
Yes, it's fat.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? You eating gravel?
You're eating gravel?
Huh?
Huh?
Ha!
Wa!
What?
No!
Watashi wa!
You guys sound like...
Ore wa!
Kono wa ma!
Kono wa ma!
Baka!
Oh!
Alright.
Since we got Claire back on, every podcast, Claire, since we're making a thing now, can you teach us a word in Nihongo this? Ne?
What kind of word? Like proper Japanese words?
Like oh, wait. We're not supposed to say that.
like a word that we could just use in daily life, you know.
I've already said chin chin and manko, so
that's all you need to know.
That's all you just need to know. What?
Oshiri. Oshiri.
Oshiri.
Oshiri.
Oh, that chicken. Oh, oshiri. Oshiri chicken.
Oh.
Her attitude. Oshiri.
Oshiri. Oshiri. See, that's what I'm saying. You can't say something. Oshiri. What does this mean?
But.
What? Are you telling me this saying? Are you telling me this saying, oh shitty, means butt?
Yeah.
What are the chances? What are the chances?
Again, guys, we are now an informative podcast. So if you leave this podcast, you will leave knowing two things. One, oh shitty means butt.
Oh shitty.
And two,
oh, shitty.
Nipples grow back.
Yeah.
And with that, we end the podcast here. So, Claire, thank you for being on the podcast again. This will be the last time because we are going over there and we will kill you. What?
Yeah.
What?
We'll hear Shima.
What you say?
I'm a bad bitch. You can't kill me.
How you say that in Japanese?
Wait. Why do you want me to say that in Japanese?
Because I want to be informed.
The more you know.
That's hard.
Google Translate this then. Nah.
Go translate.
I'm not gonna lie, Google Translate helps a lot. I mean, it's funny because it's usually not. Sometimes it's not really reliable.
Yeah.
But I mean, it does help a lot, you know. But anyway, blah blah blah.
It does.
That's all. That's Claire when she just speaks is blah. But no, I'm kidding. Again, thank you for coming on the podcast. We really appreciate it. Do you have anything you want to plug?
My K-pop account.
What's your K-pop account?
Like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna tell it. What? Follow me, NormanT2194X on Twitter. Woo!
Yes, there you go. That's where you find Claire. So, in other words, that's where you block her so you don't see her around anywhere.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Me? Logo? Just my Twitter at NotLogoJojo.
Please follow him, people. Follow him so he can tweet more.
Follow him is great because he likes milk.
And he also says water's better. Maybe, maybe not.
No.
Water sucks.
Water gay.
You're alone here, AG. Shut up.
Hey, guess what? I can shut you up right now. But yeah, again, guys, if you want to be up to date with our podcast and crap, we might post some things from our podcast. If you want to see some little visuals and stuff, follow us at Now in Progress on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And
follow him. Follow AG. You're anime
no,
gay.
No. What?
You're anime gay?
Follow
That's
him.
It. You'd be lucky you're across the world right now. Also, if you ever not get tired of my voice, which is not possible because I'm getting tired of me just talking right now. But I'm also on the Demon Slayer podcast. I'm on there 2 episodes, and I'll be on there again. So listen to me talking about Kimetsu no Yaiba. And hopefully next week or next podcast, whenever we do it, Logo will be caught up, and we'll be just talking a lot about Kimetsu, man.
Yes, that's, I guess that's everybody who's listening. Catch up on Demon Slayer.
Yes, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
So, again, thank you, Claire, for being on the podcast. And, yeah, again. That's
a Minashinen, bitch.
Yeah. And she's gone.
All right, so now that she's gone,
we're about to have a really good podcast.
Yeah, here's where the podcast starts. Yeah. The rest of that, that's getting scrapped.
But yeah, again, thank you guys. And we'll see you next time. Peace.
Ask Robin if I drop bars, I take smiles, and I leave scars. Guards at Arkham will admit that the Joker just killed it.